back in 1994, I made a series of rather startling predictions in something that was that we wound up calling the Vajra Chronicles, where I talked about that the wars in the Middle East would begin in 2001 with attacks against Washington, D.C. and New York, that the United States would go it alone in the Middle East, that we would not have the help of European nations and countries, which is exactly how it came down. And once again, the really frightening part about this is, I mean, it's on the one hand, it's frightening, and on the one hand, it's amazing.
Well, we got a little help from Britain, but not much.
Exactly. But the European nations specifically, Germany, France, were not involved with the United States, and that my prediction back in 1994 was that these wars would eventually bankrupt the United States and lead to a great deal of economic chaos between 2004 and 2005. The idea here is that, once again, the reason I'm referring back to the code is that if you know in advance how to work the code and know what words to put in, you get some very, very interesting things within the code. And all through it, George Bush seems to be involved in a series of escalating conflicts that then lead to what appears to be some sort of global...
Well, let me ask you, is he going to get reelected in your mind?
Two things will happen. This is where we have two prospects of this. My initial prediction was that, and once again, this was before he was elected. When I predicted in 19 on this program on Coast to Coast in 1997.
That was with Art.
That was with Art, right? And I made the prediction that George Bush would be the president of the United States in the year 2000, that he would run against Gore, that Gore's running mate would be Lieberman. This was 3 years before it happened. The only thing I got wrong is I thought that Bush's running mate would be Christine Todd Whitman, and it obviously wasn't.
Okay.
I saw, at that time, two possibilities. One would be a possibility, and I'm not sure how much I can talk about this because it, how can I put this delicately, that he may not finish his term in office. Steps must be taken this December to protect him. There will be a European conference of nations that will take place here in the United States where... And in my opinion, and I've advised my government contacts and directly the Secret Service, that it either has to be moved from its current location or much higher security steps have to be taken.
Did they listen to you when you told them?
Yeah, but they came to my house. They knocked on my door and came to my house and said, well, tell us what you have to say. Well, these guys in the Pentagon asked us to come talk to you. What do you have to say?
Well, you know, it's funny. I just had a story about in Thailand where he's going to be there for a summit. They're going to, and I'm going to mention it at the top of the hour. It's part of my news of the day, but there was a story on the news today that they are going to use mice to test the food before they serve it to the politicals.
Interesting. Look at the cycle. That's very interesting because look at the cycle we're in. Remember how I said in the 20-year cycles, we're repeating a 1920 cycle with Warren G. Harding. And Warren G. Harding, oddly enough, there were many people who believe that he may have been poisoned, but Warren G. Harding fell over dead at a conference of foreign dignitaries in San Francisco in 1923,
mm-hmm.
which is a presidential cycle that we're repeating. Oddly enough, because Calvin Coolidge and Dick Cheney looked like they were separated at birth. It's really weird. But December is going to be the highest point of danger for the president through December, through the early part of January. If he survives that period, he will go on to win re-election in 2004. And then the most dangerous point in the chart, in the astrological chart for the president, comes again in 2006. By looking at the Bible code, for example, we see the words Jerusalem and the words atomic and Holocaust. An atomic holocaust only appears twice in the Bible. Actually, it appears three times. It appears first, 1945, with the words Hiroshima and Nagasaki laced through the words atomic and holocaust. And then it occurs again, and this is kind of interesting, because you have Jerusalem, you have the date of 1997, 2006, and it says Libyan weapon, Sharon Arafat Bush, and then it says the words peace and annihilation butted up against each other, basically showing that once again there's a choice, that even in the code itself, even when you're looking at the word of the Creator, that circumstances come together, a time stream will come together to create a set of circumstances that will put humanity on the brink of the abyss, if you will. And at that point, looking into the abyss, we have the choice of either diving into it or saying, what are we doing, and backing up from it. The problem is that when we back up from the abyss, what happens is that instead of solving the problems that got us to that point in time, they get worse and fester, and those timelines then come back around again to 2006. And as I said, Jerusalem, atomic holocaust, Libyan weapon.
Libya?
Libyan. It says Libyan weapon specifically. And there's a movement afoot now in the United Nations to lift the embargo on Libya. And the last time I think I talked about on the show that the French were going to be the ones that were going to actually veto the Libyan embargo.
Did not Michael Drosnin, when he was writing the Bible Code, or prior to obviously publishing it, try to tell Yitzhak Rabin that something could happen?
That was actually the man who discovered the modern use of computer for the code, Rabbi Elihu Rips. And he was the one that actually met with Yitzhak Rabin. And not only did Rabin's name come up with the assassin will assassinate, but after the fact, the name of the assassin actually runs directly through Yitzhak Rabin's name. But once again, here's another interesting thing about the code. The code pointed to Rabin and Netanyahu as being targets of assassination, that Netanyahu would secede Rabin, and that there was the possibility that Netanyahu may be assassinated as well. Once again, it shows, and I think this is great from our standpoint, that even when you're looking at the code itself and its interpretation, that even God says that the timelines are not set in stone, that mankind has a choice, that we can consciously affect the quantum holographic nature of the universe, and that if enough of us get together in spirit and prayer, if you will, that these timelines can be avoided.